Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott came up short yesterday. Really short. Against the Denver Broncos, like real short. Like, didn't score till it didn't matter. Here's the Cowboys quarterback on how he felt about the loss.
Yeah, I think everybody just has to be accountable for what just happened. You win as a team and you lose as a team. And I think the leader starts with the leaders. We're not looking and asking the coaches to do something different. We've got to be more physical. We've got to take accountability in this loss and make sure that we come in tomorrow, and make sure that we move forward from this, learn from it, and then come in Wednesday and have a great day of practice and make sure that this is something that we learned from, and this feeling sucks, and make sure that we don't feel this again.
All right, people waiting for the bottom to fall out of the Cowboys. Fact is, no NFL team was going to go undefeated, right? Like, even if a team
it's too late now.
Yeah, but like even in the beginning of the season, if you would have said, is any team going to have fewer than four losses? I might have said, like, I don't think so. Maybe, I don't know. They got two now. Are the Cowboys still one of the best teams in the NFC, Key?
Yeah, they are. I mean, Buccaneers, Rams, Cowboys, Packers, Cardinals. I mean, that's pretty much it, right? Did I miss anybody?
No. That's the list.
So it's
the Saints. No Russell Wilson. No
Saints
Seattle.
Probably could have been there if Jameis would have been still healthy and they'd have got Mikey back, but that didn't happen. Maybe Seattle makes a late finger push with Russell Wilson.
No one in the NFC North. No one in the NFC East. No one in the South without a quarterback other than the Bucs. So you're talking about the West, right?
Two teams in the West, the Rams and the Cardinals.
Rams and the Cards. And without Russell Wilson, he can't make up for the faults of Seattle, and the Niners don't look good. Yeah, I think the Cowboys, Jay, are, I think at any given time, right, there are four or five actually fundamentally good teams and bad teams in the league. And the rest are in the middle somewhere. And I think of the Cowboys as one of the, actually, they're good. This is not smoke and mirrors. They're good.
No, they are good.
Let me ask you guys a question. Max, I'll start off with you. Out of all the teams in the NFC, right, when you think about, you said the Cowboys, Green Bay, the Bucks, the Rams, Cardinals, which out of those five teams have the highest ceiling? Like, who do you think when they play at their best, Key, for you too, when they play at their best, they are the best team in the NFC?
I think it's the Rams still. I just do. I know it's hard to say that this morning, but I've just felt that way since the beginning of the season. They remind me in a lot of ways of the team that went to the Super Bowl.
When they play at their best?
Yeah.
I know the best team doesn't always win, but
they play at their best. It's got to be the Buccaneers or the Cowboys when they play at their best.
The Bucs are a complete team.
Yeah.
So, and I know it's obviously he's going through a pretty polarizing moment, but at his best, are you guys discounting Green Bay?
Nope. No, Aaron Rodgers is that dude.
Is it at his best or is it at their best?
Well, that's my thing. At their best means it's at his best, and at his best.
At their best, they still not better than the Bucs or the Cowboys.
Unless one thing. If the defense that just played against the Chiefs, if that's not just the, like, I think the Chiefs are getting better, but they still didn't look good, and I think that has something to do with the Packers defense. If the Packers defense is real, and now you get Rodgers back,
but the Chiefs offense ain't real.
I know, it's hard to say.
It's like the Chiefs offense, I feel like this year is fool's goal a little bit.
Struggling.
I'm going to compare our defense to how they play against the Chiefs.
The problem with Aaron Rodgers against the Bucks or the Cowboys is they essentially have Aaron Rodgers too. They essentially have an Aaron Rodgers.
They have a great quarterback.
They got good quarterbacks. And they can match him throw for throw, point for point.
Hold on.
Defensively, those defenses are better to me than Green Bay's defense.
Did you just slightly put Dak Prescott in the same sentence as Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady? Because I can't do that.
Yeah, I can. I did that.
I agree with you, Jay. I don't think he's there.
I did that. He can match.
Why?
Because I've seen him do it. Other than yesterday, I've seen him do it.
I know, but considering what they have.
I've seen him match Tom Brady point for point opening week coming off a bad knee. I mean, a bad ankle, point for point. It wasn't his fault that they lost. I've watched him deal. I'm confident enough to know that Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Dak Prescott, to me, that's the same thing with the right situation.
But see, before we were talking an hour ago, and you were saying that there's a tier up by itself.
He's in that tier.
Yeah, he's always put like
– He's in that tier with them dudes.
From Keyshawn talk, he has – his philosophy is that once – it seems to me, you correct me if I'm wrong. If once you reach a certain level, he likes them all, right? And he has consistently put Dak in that upper
Dak
level.
Dak Prescott was an MVP candidate up until yesterday. Well, Derek is sliding back.
Okay, but he was there for a minute with you.
Yeah, he's sliding back
That's
now.
What I'm saying. So how many people are in that upper tier?
It's only like four. It's about four or five guys. And
well, who?
Dak Prescott, you would say it's Brady.
Aaron.
Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott.
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. And then when Russell was healthy, kind of like Russell was there.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it was.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And then you got the other little
Derek
bucket.
Derek Carr is falling off.
Well, he wasn't in that bucket. He's in the next bucket of guys that could climb into that bucket. There's a bucket of
guys. Let me clear it up.
Derek Carr is elite.
I think what you're responding to, I think you're both responding to the same thing, actually. You're saying, I'm not going to put a guy there who can slide in and out like Derek Carr, right? You have Aaron Rodgers there because he does it at a crazy high level. He's done it at a crazy high level forever. He ain't sliding out of that first tier or anything, right?
And I don't think Dak Prescott's sliding out of there no more either.
You don't think that about Dak, but you had Derek Carr there, and he did slide out.
I didn't have him there. I had him right below, like, in that mix of – when you are 6, 7, 8, 9, that's still elite.
Okay.
That's still elite. That's still elite.
But it's not the uppermost tier.
It's not the top five dudes.
Yeah.
But you're still elite when you're 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah. Sean's really good.
Question.
He's really good.
I would say.
How could you not
be? I agree with you, Jeff.
Josh Allen's in that same. He's in that same 6, 7, 8 category.
Yeah. I'm with Jay here. I would take Aaron Rodgers over Dak Prescott, period.
I would too, except when you look at their teams, when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, all 53. Is stronger than all 53
I think that's right. Yeah, I think that's right.
So when I got a quarterback like Dak Prescott going up against a quarterback like Green Bay's
on a better team,
you look at that, that's a wash.
And Jay, you're trying to say, yeah, I'm trying to just isolate quarterback value.
Well, same.
Yeah.
To a degree.
You can't say that Dak Prescott prior to yesterday was not playing at a high clip.
He was playing at MVP level. Elsewhere in the NFC East, mine and Jay's New York Football Giants beat the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
But you know one thing about the Giants?
They saved Gettleman's job.
Yeah.
He's back.
The Giants defense is coming right along, man. Let's be honest about it. The Giants defense is now where it looked like it was last year. Remember, you know, early in the season, it's like, what happened to the Giants defense? It was good last year. It's good again. It's a good defense.
Look, I think this has been the best defensive performance from the Giants this year. I mean, first off, after the game, when you tell me the Raiders' record in New Jersey, I'm like, oh, maybe that has – what was that record? Wasn't it
awful.
Something like something – Key, was something crazy?
Who?
The Raiders' record in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, they haven't won. The last time the Jets – they played the Jets in a deal last year, they got the little last play where Greg Williams screwed it up, but they hadn't won – in years between the Giants and the Jets in MetLife Stadium.
What's so hard about that? I mean, a lot of teams got to go east. For some reason, they can't deal with – maybe part of it might be that they're kind of trap games in the sense that New York hasn't been good in a while.
Hmm.
Right? So you come in thinking maybe you get a little
It's one of those deals that just happens.
Yeah.
Because it's not the players. It's not the coaches. Yeah. It's different coaches or different players over the years. It's not the same.
If you flip a coin – you know, it's supposed to be 50-50. You flip it 10 times, it might be 80-20. You might get 8 heads and 2 tails.
For years, we couldn't win. For years in Tampa Bay, we couldn't win in sub-temperatures of like, I think it was like 40 degrees. Anything that would dip into the 40s, we were toast.
But that makes sense. There's a reason for
that. And then eventually, because we won too. But we would lose more than we would win.
Yeah, because you're used to warm weather and people, cold weather.
We just would lose. It had nothing to do, with the weather.
So it's just coincidental?
It was freezing cold in Philadelphia when we won the NFC Championship game.
Fair enough.
It was like 20 degrees. Remember that, Pat?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance.
Tried to set him up.
Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. I think the MVP race is close right now. I have Lamar edging it out at this moment. I had him as the MVP early in the season. Then he had a game that wasn't so great, and other guys had good games. I had Kyler Murray at number one for a second. I had Stafford for a second. Brady's been in the 2-3 range for me all year, basically. But we're asking you on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed at KeyJMX who the front runner is for MVP at this moment. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN if you want to weigh in. Guys, if you had to pick right now, who's Lamar. The MVP of the NFL? You're taking Lamar.
Yeah, it's Lamar. Lamar's doing more with less than any of those other guys that we mentioned.
That's why I give it to him, too, by
the way. Every quarterback that we mentioned, including the great Dak Prescott, has been a part of the MVP conversation. Mm-hmm. And if he'd have won yesterday, he'd have still been part of the MVP conversation. And he may get back in it later on, but because of what the way that he played yesterday.
I agree. Jay, I think it's close enough where the last great, among the MVP candidates, the last one who had a great game to me becomes my front runner. And Lamar has had enough of those where more weeks than anyone else, I've had him as my front runner.
Tom Brady's on pace to throw 50 touchdowns.
Got a lot?
50 plus. 50 plus.
And like touchdowns. Almost no picks.
Okay. He continues to lead the league. I mean, man on pace to shatter 5,000 plus yards in 16 games. He's on pace to hit 5,600 in 17 games this season. I know what you're saying. Well, it's kind of like this is a case that it's always going against LeBron James, right? LeBron James and James Harden. Well, James Harden's doing it with less. Well, LeBron has more pieces around him. But I'm like, you still statistically look at the numbers. Like, LeBron James is doing something we've never seen. Tom Brady at that age.
Oh, that's insane.
He's doing something we've never seen before.
But, Jay, 100% true. But are you giving him extra MVP credit for his age?
Yes.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
At 44 years old, you're damn right I am.
Key, there is something to that. Like, come on. Even though by the dictionary definition, strict definition, you shouldn't, but I get it.
And
Lamar
is
bald,
and I get it, Lamar depleted. But, like, what I see Tom Brady doing at this level of success that he's able to sustain – at this age for him, even though he has weapons around him, it's just beyond me.
Yeah, it's bananas.
It's beyond me.
Give me those numbers again on Tom Brady.
So right now, he's on pace to shatter 5,000 yards. He's on pace to hit 5,600 yards.
Wow.
He is on pace to throw 53 touchdowns.
Impressive. So I'm going to give
50 TDs would tie his legendary MVP season with Randy Moss.
He's leading the league in touchdowns.
So you know what Lamar Jackson is on pace for in total yards, meaning air and ground? 5,800 yards.
So it's very close.
So my whole point, the only reason why I even bring that up is you like it in the air, I like it on the ground and in the air. It's the same numbers at the end of the day. He just does it in the air, and my guy does it both ways.
No, it's not the same, though, Key.
Why?
13 touchdowns
in
the air. Wait a minute, is that total or is that in the air? It's got to be just total.
No, it's in the air.
Yeah, how many rushing touchdowns?
The dude got like another 8 on the ground or something like that.
Yeah, well, and 7 interceptions. The point is,
it's the same.
It's not exactly the same.
No,
as
it's the same.
Zone efficiency, best
it's
in the league,
same.
Tom Brady.
If somebody gave you 2,000 yards in the air, somebody gave you 1,000 on the ground, 1,000 air, and they won the same amount of games, what's the difference, man?
Which one's named Tom Brady?
Which one is it's the same.
I'll say this.
That's the problem with people. Is they start looking at the number and go, well, he's going to give you 5,500 yards in the air because that's the style in which he plays. The other guy giving you 55 total.
Well,
and what?
Jay, there's no getting around this. It's not fair to hold teammates against the player. I know what you mean. On the other hand, this is not normal, what Tom Brady has around him. It's not normal advantage. It's Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Godwin, Gronk, and by the way, of course, some of these guys are hurt. O.J. Howard,
yeah.
Brady. It goes on and on and on. He has an offensive line. He has a run game. He has a coach. He has an offensive coordinator.
And now, I don't even want to get into this conversation, man, because it's crazy. Because it's crazy.
You act like there's not a good look.
Come on,
I'm
man.
With you,
there's
Keith,
a legit
by
argument
a little.
For
there's
Tom
a,
Brady.
I
know
what you're saying
It's a legit conversation. There's no question about it. But when you're talking about the MVP, dude just threw for 300 yards and rushed for another 100. Nobody in the history of the league is doing that.
That's why, Jay, right now, Lamar's coming off another great game, and he's come off enough of those where there are more weeks where I say, okay, he's my number one right now. But Brady has just consistently been 2 or 3 for me. So at a certain point, you might say his value over the whole season. I mean, Jay, do you acknowledge it's close between Brady and Lamar?
1,000%.
Is it close, Key?
1,000%.
Is it close?
Yeah, of course. It's close.
It's close. You go Lamar, you go Brady.
Lamar's only had one bad game this year.
Yeah.
He said one bad game.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, no. I look, Mike in Staten Island, who's the MVP right now?
Started, it really could have been anyone. I think this is going to end up being a landmark week when you really think about it. Kyler didn't play. Dak had a bad game. Stafford had a bad game. A lot of these guys that were at the top of the discussion, they went down a little bit. I think it's really a two-horse race, like you said, between Brady and Lamar. And if I had to pick one today, it would be Brady. And going forward, the schedule's really tough.
Why would it be Brady for you? Why? Why would it be Brady?
I just, when you see the poise in the pocket, it's just, they perform for him. With 2 minutes to go, there's only one guy you want. And Lamar still needs to show me a little bit more throwing the football.
It's a multi-horse, Mike. I hear you. It's a multi-horse race because Kyler's in it, Stafford's in it. Lots of guys are in it. But at any given snapshot, like you take a snapshot any given week, there may be two guys neck and neck. And Lamar at this moment for me, Brady for you, Lamar for Key, Brady for Jay. But at this moment, they're neck and neck. I'm just saying.
Man, that dude gonna rush for about 1,300 yards.
If they're neck and neck, Jay, my main argument is if it's real close, and one guy is coming off not a great game and then he had a bye, and the other guy just put on a show and won the game, I'm going to give him the edge at that moment. That's okay. Lamar. He gets the edge at this moment.
I'm going to say a comment. Okay. It's not what I would do, but we know people and how people think. Don't get it twisted and think for 1 second that the greatest football player of all time, considering just winning a Super Bowl, coming back at this age with the amount of clock, TB12 diet, all the things that go into
TB12 diet,
all the things that go into
that's
the
not on his mind.
Tom Brady, that's not going to be on the minds of people who vote for this.
Maybe on Brady's mind. Could you imagine?
How many
feathers does this dude need in his cap? But one, like an MVP at this age?
I feel as an athlete, I'll look at it objectively, like, all right, like, cool, like, what are numbers, like, what this year? But, like, a lot of people aren't going to look at it that way. Mm.
Dude gonna rush for 1,300. I ain't even talking about the air. He's going to throw for another 40 some hundred yards and rush for another 13.
See, Key's all about the numbers, but
I'm not all about the
eyeball test.
I'm just telling you, when you're talking about an MVP, he's a legitimate MVP candidate that is carrying his team.
Key. I'm joking, of course. I'm usually the guy talking about numbers. But let me tell you about the eyeball test too, guys. Here's another thing for Lamar. There have been more games for him where he is clearly identifiable as the best player on either team. He was the best football player on the field that day. There are more games like that for Lamar to me than any other player in the league. Like, you could argue this, that, but there have been more games where you look at Lamar and you go, that dude was the best player on the field, either team. That's the MVP to me, too. That's also John in Albany. Who's the MVP of the NFL?
All right. Well, it's not Tom Brady, all right? It's Lamar Jackson. The reason it's Lamar Jackson is because he doesn't have Chris Godwin. He doesn't have Mike Evans, like you guys were saying. This guy, when's the last time a quarterback ran for over 1,300 yards like Lamar's going to do?
Lamar?
By Michael Vick, maybe.
Lamar? Last year?
If it wasn't for Lamar, you wouldn't hear a Marquise. Like, you wouldn't hear about these receivers. You don't have a top 20 receiver on Baltimore. So it has to be Lamar Jackson. So.
He will rush for three straight years of over 1,000 yards, man. 19. Yeah, that's what I just said. And that's why I said he's going to be a 1,300-yard rusher. Yates, he's going to be 1,300-yard rusher. And he's going to probably have about 8 touchdowns on the ground. When you look at it, he's got 7 interceptions. So what, though? So what? Thrown for 2,200 yards. Well,
Brady's got 5 interceptions.
That's what I'm saying. So
it's
what?
Comparable.
It's the same thing.
Although, in Leon in Dallas, who's the MVP of the NFL?
I don't think Leon talking about no MVP.
Well, I'll tell you what. Lamar, like they say, Lamar, when you look at the running backs, the top 10 running backs, it's crazy to see a quarterback's name there. Yeah, but, Max, I want to back up because you talk about an eyeball test.
Yep.
You don't know elite when you see it because Dak Prescott is one of the only quarterbacks to win 11 games as a rookie. Look at all these rookie quarterbacks right now who can't even win a game.
Wait, hold on, slow up. I do think Dak has this season really demonstrated he has arrived at the – it was trending toward that since his first preseason game as a rookie. You could see the kid had it, and he has arrived this year at an elite level. You think I'm hating on Dak?
Risen. He's been arising every year, man. He comes back off of an ankle injury and proved to you guys he's still Dak Prescott. If you look at his start, he has one of the best starts in quarterback history.
All right, hold on, Leon. Okay. Leon, Key, has Dak been elite every year of his career?
He hasn't been elite every year, no.
He's been getting better and better.
What you expect for your quarterback to be. He won 11 games as a rookie.
Yeah.
Then Ezekiel Elliott got messed up a little bit. Then he started to teeter some. And then eventually he got hurt last year. He was playing well at the beginning of the season. But he's in that top five quarterback barrel.
I feel like you need
a little bit bigger body of work.
Yeah.
You need a little bit bigger body of work before I can say you're in this threshold with Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady.
The thing is crazy.
If you want to project him to do that, I'm projecting
y'all
like he's
going
to pace that way.
Y'all was putting Josh Allen in there last year.
Who's y'all? Not me. I ain't part of y'all.
I've always said about Josh Allen, he's first of the next tier.
When I say y'all, I'm talking about you media members.
Like you?
Yeah, I can't with you.
Like we all?
I can show you my credential.
Wall is the new one. Yo, Jay. Wall, not y'all. Wall. But we all.
Y'all were putting him up there with him, but in the end, Dak Prescott is in that bucket of upper echelon quarterback.
I agree. I think he got there this year. I think now I will put him in that bucket. That's right.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I wouldn't say he was in that bucket a year ago. Not at all.
Yeah, I'm with
two
you.
Years ago, no, not at all. But you were hating on him.
I just want to see
a little bit.
I just want to see
Cowboys quarterback.
Let me personally see how he finishes the year.
I think he will do fine. Yesterday was something different. I don't know what the hell yesterday was.
I agree with
you.
I thought yesterday was an anomaly too. I want to see a bigger body of work before we get up here. Key and I always get frustrated. Max, you too, about people.
I don't get frustrated.
Hot takes. Just let me see.
Jay has a legitimate point, guys. If we're saying that Dak has now arrived in that bucket, then let's see him finish the year that way. And by the way, some others might say, let me see him do it again next year before I say Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, guys who do it every single year at an elite level. We'll continue to talk about the MVP race, plus why one quarterback might be better off after losing a weapon. That's next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All phone guests on the Goodyear Hotline. You guys have flooded the phone lines over who the MVP is right now. There have been a bunch of guys who you could make the argument for at one point or another in this season, including Aaron Rodgers, including Kyler Murray, including Matt Stafford. But at this moment, 1 and 2 in whichever order seems to be either Lamar Jackson or Tom Brady. Could not have two more different styles, ages, the whole thing. Who is the MVP at this moment? Is it Lamar coming off of that excellent performance yesterday?
Tom Brady, yeah, he's old enough to
be his father. Yeah, 44 years old.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, he's old enough to be his dad, huh?
He's old enough to be Jay's big brother. Andrew in Memphis, who is the MVP at this moment?
Man, the MVP is Lamar Jackson, hands down. He's head and shoulders over everybody. Hmm. You can take 10 other quarterbacks and put them on the Bucs roster right now,
and
they still have the same record, if not better.
Yeah. No, I don't know about,
I don't know about 10, 10, maybe 10. Five.
Hold on, Aaron, wait. Name your Patrick 10. Mahomes. I want to hear name your 10.
He don't mean 10.
Well, he might be around
10. Did he mean, I think he meant 10. He said 10 with conviction.
No, he don't really mean 10. He means other quarterbacks is what he means.
Well, let me ask you, Key, if they had Dak Prescott, would they be around the same place?
I believe so. Yeah.
Matt Stafford?
I believe so.
Aaron Rodgers? We're up to 3.
I would believe so.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes struggling this year, but if he's on the Bucs?
I believe so.
That's 4 we're up to already. Let's just look around the league. Derek Carr.
Probably.
More or less. We're up to 5.
Probably. Russell Wilson, if he's not hurt?
Well, but he is hurt. He's hurt. Okay. Justin Herbert.
Probably.
Josh Allen.
Close.
Whoa, we're up to 7. I'm just saying it's a little more interesting than I think people figured it might be if you looked at that.
Are we just saying just like managing it? Are we talking about the fact that they won a Super Bowl last year?
No, I'm not saying
all this together.
We're saying
all this together. You're just saying with these regular season games.
Just mean like right now they would still be a good team, which I agree with him. You put in.
Would you have as much confidence in them to win a Super Bowl, though?
No.
With those guys? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know that, though. I got to see them play with them. I got to see them. I got to see whoever that quarterback is play with them as a team.
Know what they just said, though, that I disagree with the last caller? He said Lamar Jackson, hands down. Lamar Jackson, hands up. Like it's close. I think Lamar's is edging Tom Brady
now. Man. Yeah, no, he is. But I think Lamar Jackson's trajectory is going to stay where it's at.
Yeah.
And he's going to continue to get. The dude, again, I'll say it for the umpteenth time. Dude going to rush for 1,300 yards and about 8 touchdowns, and he's going to throw for about 5,000, damn near 5,000 yards.
Lamar has been very kind of conspicuously the best player on the field.
He's going to be almost 6,000
like
yards
at least
in total
3 or 4 games this year.
So they play in Miami next, then at Chicago, then versus the Browns and the Steelers, and then the Browns again.
Dominic and South Carolina.
Browns, Steelers, Browns again?
Oof. Yeah. Defenses. Dominic and South Carolina.
How you doing, man?
Who's the MVP, Dominic?
It's Tom Brady, hands down.
Also hands
he
down.
He is,
huh?
What, number one in touchdown passes, number mm-hmm. 2 in passing yards, mm-hmm. top 10 in completion percentage, mm-hmm. top 5 in quarterback rating. He beats Lamar Jackson in every one of those categories. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to say he has a lot of weapons. Of course he does, but so does a lot of other teams. And it's not easy being a quarterback of that many weapons, of that many egos, and still being able to manage them, make sure
what make you think they got egos?
Touchdown.
But actually, wait. It's not easy being a quarterback with a lot of talented players on your team. Actually, it's easier to be that quarterback.
Wait a minute, Max.
Quarterback
hold on,
a lot of talented players.
Hold on. What makes you think they got egos?
It's easy to manage. It's not easy to manage all of those good players. It's not. Think about all the good teams in every sport that had the best rosters and couldn't win it all.
They haven't won it all this year yet either. Like,
no,
we'll
Brady.
See.
Brady is certainly in the conversation for MVP right there with Lamar. There's no question about it. But I love when everybody start pointing to the statistics. All I'm gonna tell you is the dude gonna account for damn near 6,000 yards of total offense.
How far off is Kyler Murray? To you guys,
if he wasn't missing games right now, I might have him one right now.
Yeah, if he wasn't missing a game, he might be.
He'd
depending on what he did, it would have been depending on what he did yesterday. On whether or not he would have been in that top 3 again.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Kyler Murray,
in the top three.
Kyler Murray, to me, once like he's been one Lamar, for a couple weeks, for like a week or two.
Do you realize what Lamar did yesterday? Like, do y'all realize yesterday alone what he did? Damn the other games. I'm just talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard to do. He's the only player to ever do it.
But he's done that a couple times. Like, you know, three or four times this year.
You know how many times he touched the ball yesterday?
Yeah, like every play.
60 times plus.
Yeah.
But CK, you know what's happening? And I appreciate you making people recognize that, because when you watch him do it, I think it's easy for people to take him for granted because you're used to seeing him do things like that. Until you hear people like Key, who are insiders, tell you, you know how difficult that is to do? People just take it for granted.
It's like in basketball, if I told you to shoot the ball every single time you went down the floor, that you're only getting 70 plays in a game on the offensive side of the ball. If you can get 70 plays, that's a lot of plays. He touched that tank 60-plus times.
It's like James Harden at his best, you know,
like
running
60
it
times. Like,
damn.
Like a video game. The only dude in the video game that got the ball running around. That's what he was doing.
And like James Harden, by the way, you know, let me tell you what. Forget about, first of all, racial stereotyping, preconceived notions of how a quarterback is supposed to play, Tom Brady's reputation, everything else. You know what will change for Lamar Jackson, where he will be put in the consciousness permanently in the bucket with Mahomes, who's allowed to struggle and still be way up there, or Brady or Rodgers, who've played much longer? If and when he wins a Super Bowl, that will take it off
of
the table.
Of course.
But guys, every year,
as soon as he wins a Super Bowl, everybody's going to be looking for Lamar.
Every year,
he's gotten better.
He's gotten better in the playoffs. He was awful the first half of his first game, better in the second half. He was better in the second playoff game he played. He won the third playoff game he played. Let him win two playoff games this year.
I know we got a break, but as soon as Lamar wins a Super Bowl, they're going to be going, where's the next Lamar? Oh, yeah. That guy.
And also, where does he rank all time? Coming up next, why Baker Mayfield might be better off without Odell Beckham Jr.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Yes. ESPN NFL analyst Rex Ryan joins us in studio, giving the straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Coach, always great to see you.
Rex, this is your theme song, by the way. I just want you to know, this is your theme song. When you come on every show, I'm too sexy.
Rex, your wish might be coming true after that Cowboys loss yesterday.
Oh.
You could be seeing Kellen Moore become the head coach.
Dude,
huh?
I mean, this was like, how do you come out and get whooped that bad? And here's the thing, that the big thing
he really didn't score any
crazy
points, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, but 200, so you give up basically 200 yards rushing
on the ground.
I mean, that's crazy, right? And then your offense, you had 150 yards until the last two drives of the game.
Till garbage time, really.
Garbage time, the last two drives. Where, by the way, what in the hell is Dak Prescott still doing in the game right there? I mean, you know, because I can tell you this right now.
I don't even think about
Homeboy would have been, if Dak Prescott would have been hurt, would have got hurt in those last two meaningless drives.
Oh, yeah, that's a fire in the fence.
By the way, they're out there. You wouldn't have to worry about packing your stuff up because every Cowboy fan would be like, no, no, dude, get out. You're putting everything in trash bags. Go, see ya.
Explain it, Coach. How do you wind up in that situation, guy? Coming off injury, same leg that he had a catastrophic injury, had to yet to sit him. You won a game, good for you. He's back. You're getting whooped 30-0. I don't know, what is it, 6-7 minutes left in the game? How does that happen?
Yeah, look, and it just, they wanted to have something positive at the end. He goes, I love his thing. Well, we wanted to work on our 2-minute. What is this, training camp? I don't know. Maybe it's training camp. I don't know. Maybe your quarterback hadn't been hurt. Like, this guy is coming off injuries. It made absolutely no sense. And look, I mean, I get after this guy, but I only do it because he deserves it. Like, this is awful. And if he would have been hurt, I'm just telling you, how do you think the show would have started? Right. How would it have started had this kid been hurt in a meaningless situation?
It wouldn't have started good. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. No. McCarthy certainly doesn't have the Cowboys job next year.
And Max, can I say one other thing about genius here? Nice job of going for it on 4th and 2 again. All right, instead of taking the first points. The hardest points to get are the first ones. They ought to know it because it took them damn near 4 quarters to get any points. Take the dang points. You go up 3-0. Your team is built to play from in front anyway. We saw it, all right, because they're smaller. They don't adjust. They play DBs all over the place, small ball. And then when a team gets physical with you, they couldn't handle it.
The Browns.
Go.
I was going to say the Browns looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
But they didn't have OBJ, so what's that about?
Craziest dang thing ever. It's the craziest thing ever. How the hell can this team be better without Odell Beckham? But we saw it last year. They were better without Odell Beckham. It makes no sense. But I think the head coach is better for whatever reason.
Because he doesn't have to have the stress on getting him the ball, right? Yeah. He can just call his system and do his deal.
Yeah, maybe so. But they sure seem to function a lot better without Odell, and to me it makes no sense. I would have loved to have had Odell Beckham on my team, but for some reason they're a better football team without him.
It was Orlovsky who said, was it plays over players, right? Well, head coaches are play coaches as opposed to player coaches, right? And Stefanski may be one of these plays over player guys.
I could tell you without even answering this, I'm going to answer this for Rex. Rex is a player over system on the offensive side.
Hey, 100%.
On the offensive side, for sure. Give me 100%. That dude. I'm going to handle the defense, but give me a Jay Williams and a Keyshawn, and I'm going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, so let's just say I had Key with me. All right, he's my guy. All right, so you got your first 10 plays you're going over. This is our passing game.
7 of them to me.
No, at least. At least.
Oh, I like you, Rex. Keep going.
And then that's what it's going to be. And so how's he going to react? Oh, yeah, I'm going to sit up in the meat and I'm all this kind of jazz.
That's your attention.
That's what you do. That's the same thing in the red zone. You're going to sit back and say, hey, all right, so Key, here's going to be, you know, there's 5 red zone plays. We really got to focus in this situation, and Key's in 3 of them. Like, that's what you do when you've got great players. I'll give you a great example
of it. This is interesting. So, in other words, Stefanski is certainly the right coach for a team maybe that doesn't have all the parts. And he's also obviously good with the parts, but maybe there's a way to juice even more if you have a guy who will play to the strengths of the players.
Yeah, I just look at it this way. Look, he's an outstanding coach. We get that. But he does have the best offensive line coach in football. He has the best offensive line in football, okay? You got 2 Pro Bowl running backs. You used to have 2 Pro Bowl wideouts. You got 1 now. And you got 2 good tight ends and an average quarterback. So either way, but the thing that he did is focus on the quarterback. I'm going to make this quarterback better. That's why my system works good for the quarterback, and that's why he plays better without Odell Beckham.
System, man, the system is when you go all the way, like I said, go all the way back to the Denver Broncos with Mike Shanahan. Yes, they had Eddie Easy Ed, but Easy Ed was not Jerry Rice.
Right.
And they had Rod Smith. They hit on Terrell Davis, but what did they have that was strong? That offensive line with Zim and all them dudes. They had that quarterback that was back there in John Elway, and they just ran their system.
Yeah, and, so, they didn't win the whole thing until they got the back they needed for the run game.
Yeah, and they could play defense, too.
And they could play defense.
Yep. So speaking of defense, Rex, are you going to be a person that's going to say that the Tennessee Titans are the best team in the AFC?
Now, here's the scary thing. I would have absolutely stood on a table for them and said the best team in the National Football League if they had Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Now they don't have Derrick Henry. I can't say that. There's no way I can say that. Yet their defense is really playing well. By the way, how many times have we ever seen Aaron Donald outplayed by another defensive tackle?
But that's Jeffrey
Simmons
point.
Was
that's a
Jeffrey
great point.
What did he have, four sacks last night?
Four. Yeah,
four.
And
yeah.
Here's the thing. They never adjusted their protection. What? What are you doing, dude? Like, hold, I got it. We don't need to go empty, okay? You got a one-on-one against a guard that, I mean, you talk about a mismatch now. Like, that was ridiculous. So, to me, it's, you know, Sean McVay's got to be like, can we at least slide our protection to that big guy?
All right, so no Derrick Henry, they still get a big win last night. Like, where do you put them in the conversation in the AFC, though?
They're like, a phenomenal team.
Like, what is that? Is that 1-2? Like, would you have the, are the Bills still the best team? Like, I can't figure the AFC out.
Hey, Coach, you know what's crazy? Either. You know what's crazy?
I can't do
I'm
it.
With you.
I can't.
I'm with you now. I have four consecutive wins over those brand name teams. What's crazy is because they did what they did without Derrick Henry, now I'm ready to say if they had Derrick Henry, they're number one. But if they would have done it with Derrick Henry in some way, I wouldn't have known how good they were because I would have given Henry all the credit. You know what I mean?
Maybe so, Max, but I'm with you because to me, I would say it's clear cut that they're the number one team. But no
AFC
Derrick Henry,
or NFL?
No, it would have been the NFL. But now you're sitting back going – you know, look, that offense looked average to me yesterday, right? Because you have no Derrick Henry. That's what I expected. But their defense far exceeded what I expected last night. And that's a real tribute to Vrabel and that football team.
Rex, who's the best player in the NFL?
Aaron Donald.
The best player in the National Football League right now?
I think it's Aaron Donald. I've thought that the last couple of years.
Not Lamar Jackson?
Well, besides Lamar Jackson.
Who's the MVP right now? Right now.
Well, see, I didn't want to say MVP. I just wanted to say best player because
he's ridiculous.
As I've been sitting back and thinking about it, he's the best player in the National Football League.
Yeah, I said that earlier this year. Right. Yeah, I played Mahomes.
How
clearly.
About this, though? Last night, I mean, I expect those things out of Lamar. Like, he's improved by leaps and bounds as a thrower.
Yeah.
Everything that everybody said he couldn't do, well, he's doing it right in front of our eyes. So is Marquise Brown.
Yeah.
Well, where did this come from?
The drop seas ain't there no more. No.
And how about him working back to the quarterback?
Well, here's what I would say.
Not just a speed guy all of a sudden.
But see, here's what I would say. You say, where did that come from? Keith Williams, who they brought in off the streets. He got fired at Nebraska, and he sat idle for 2 or 3 years. They brought him in. He coached Tyreek Hill. He coached Devontae Adams, my nephew, all these dudes in the offseason.
Yeah.
They brought him in. Harbaugh brought him in to be a special technician for the wide receivers, and they've gotten extremely better in Baltimore because of that.
Yeah, absolutely, because I can tell you this right now. He showed me so much the way he was working back to, you know, to the quarterback. Like, this is a legit number one guy.
Now he's starting to show that.
We got about 10 seconds. We never have enough time with Rex Ryan. I'm petitioning now to get more time with Rex. Why? Thanks a million, Coach. Why one person thinks the Packers should be very impressed with Jordan Love coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.